Hello folks, good to have you joining with us today. We appreciate you giving a few moments of your time. You know, there's a little book in the Bible called Zechariah. It's there in the midst of the minor prophets. It's sadly a book that is often neglected, along with so many Old Testament books. And yet it's a book that is rich with application and encouragement for the Christian. The prophet of God, Zechariah, was ministering to a people who had returned from captivity in Babylon. Nehemiah was busy building again the walls of Jerusalem. Ezra was busy building the temple. But some of the people who remembered the previous temple, or at least had heard about it, whenever they saw the slow progress of the new temple that was being built in Jerusalem, it maybe wasn't as grand or as ornate as Solomon's temple. They began to murmur, they began to complain, and God raised up Zechariah, and he came along with a word of rebuke, a word of challenge, and also a word of encouragement to God's people. And he asked them this question: who hath despised the day of small things? Who hath despised the day of small things? I'm thankful today that the God of heaven, the God of the Bible, my Saviour, my God, does not despise small things or insignificant people or weak vessels or weak instruments. In fact, he takes delight in these things. The hymn writer was right when they said, little is much when God is in it. God delights in small people. He delights in small churches that are faithful. He delights in weak instruments, weak vessels. He uses the foolish things to confound the wise. And if God does not despise the small things, he didn't despise a shepherd boy David. He didn't despise the little lad with his two fishes and five loaves. He didn't despise the little maid in the house of Naaman the Syrian. God does not despise that which is weak and that which is small. And so should the Christian take delight even in the small things that God is doing. Because small things often give rise to great things. A small spark can set a forest on fire. And the New Testament church in the opening chapters of the book of the Acts of the Apostles was small, and yet they saw great things done. A couple of years ago, coming towards the end of the summer, across the road there was an oak tree. I said to our youngest son, let's plant a few acorns and hopefully by and by a tree will grow. So we gathered some acorns, planted them in a little pot, and he got up the next morning, ran down to the pot, and surprise, surprise, there was no tree. He says, Dad, there's no tree. You said if we planted an acorn, a tree would grow. I said, well, son, I didn't say that it would grow immediately the next morning. Took over a year, well over a year, for this little sapling to sprout up. And here we are almost 2 years later, and this little oak tree, doing not too bad, just looking at it here today, and there's a lot of new little shoots coming out, a lot of new leaves, so I'm quite encouraged by it. I've tried to fertilize it, I've tried to feed it, I've tried to do all sorts of things to get it to grow a little bit more quickly, but it's slow growing. And it's a slow process. It's not like a sunflower or something, or even a big weed that grows up very quickly. It takes a long, long time for an oak tree to grow. But the potential of one small acorn, there's a tree inside that acorn that can produce thousands more acorns over its lifetime, maybe even millions, who knows. And in each one of those individual acorns, there's another tree, and there's a potential in each acorn for another forest. It's slow growing, it's a slow process, but nevertheless, here it is, by and by, and we can't despise the day of small things. Maybe as a Christian you're not growing as quickly as you would like to. Maybe you're involved in the Lord's work. Maybe you're involved in a prayer ministry. Maybe you're involved in an outreach ministry. Maybe you're involved in children's work and children's ministry. Maybe you're a pastor like myself, and sometimes you get discouraged because you're not seeing all that much done and all that much accomplished. But whenever God does something deep and something real, sometimes it's quite a while before the fruits are seen. This little acorn, 2 years to get to this size. Still no acorns on it, but the leaves are coming through. And I'm confident that one day this little oak tree will produce acorns of its own. So friends, let's not despise the day of small things. May God bless you. May God encourage you. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, folks.